Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. Hello, Chink. I'm Curtis Clinton. This is my podcast, Get an A-plus in Country. You can do it. Get a fine president with 120 million write-in ballots, Curtis Clinton. I'm broadcasting live here in our front yard, making my way to our backyard. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia, this fourth Thursday of August 2016. I will be carrying some recyclables and yard waste towards the back as I try to clean up our front yard. I managed to plant two plants. I managed to anchor two tree logs as some kind of protection to the plants so as to keep the soil neatly in front, more cool than just, you know, 2 to 3 inches of mulch. As I walk in the back, I'm going to be dropping this bucket because it's a pain. I'm out of breath as I take this hike. I'll be grabbing a bottle of water, and I'll be pretty much, whoops, this plant is too much in the sun, not good. Let me give it some shade. This is a good, don't interrupt. All right, why am I here? As always, I'm here because you need a better candidate for the White House than either Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. You've heard all the backlash to Donald Trump. And it's justified because he has no sense. Or if he does, you know, I always thought that he was in this election and gather votes for Hillary Clinton by being such an ass so as to ensure, and he has history with the Clintons. He goes back a while. And, excuse me while I put some things together here to make it easier for me to hike to the back. I have my pillow to lean on the lounge. This morning, oh, I'm sorry, this early morning into afternoon, 3 baby deer managed to come into our yard unannounced. And in addition to that, well, about an hour and a half ago, another baby deer made its way. There are 5 young deer. Spotted, of course. Usually 3 and 2 come at a time. Well, today, 3 and 1 showed up. I just hope everything is okay. I make my way in the back. I'm looking ahead so as not to scare anybody. I mean, scare them. And I don't want to scare you either. When I say that I'm all about seeing that the right thing is done, that I want to impose accountability and responsibility, that's a good thing. And you would want that. Unless, of course, you are part of the inner circle or the clique that is fleecing our government, fleecing our society. You would want someone to stand up for justice and fairness. Give me a few seconds while I position myself. Give me about a minute while I lay some food out. Ow. Making my way to the various pedestals. Here's the next pedestal. Should keep my laying down as I make it to the lounge. This is what live broadcast is. Anything can happen. Things happen. You catch people and doing things like an open mic. And so I am now in our backyard waiting for several families of wildlife to come calling, giving them a refuge, giving them a safe reservation, giving them a place where they can relax, sun, jump, run, eat, drink, feel safe. And that's what I want to do for our country. The same thing. Some of us don't eat well. Some of us don't work, including me. And I know if I become president, I'm going to have a job. You're still not going to have a job. So you have to give me some time. I think it was mentioned that Donald Trump is going to present his economic plan. Hillary Clinton may not have. Here's my economic plan. And you have to understand that a seed into a seedling, into a sapling, into a baby tree, into a larger tree with many branches. And so if something that I say doesn't sound good, oh, and by the way, you should have read my blog. My blog says, is there anything else to say? Politicians seem to read from the same old speeches over and over again, speeches written by staff members, or as Mr. Khan said, surrogates. I don't have surrogate. I am my own surrogate. I am the complete package. You know, they say a lawyer who defends himself is an idiot. I have no money for campaign staffing. I have no money for a political party. I don't want a political party. I would call it the American Party. I just say simply, be Americans. Yesterday, the Illinois congressperson, Zingerson, said that he wants to be an American first before a Republican. I've been saying that for 8 years. Come forward and be Americans. All Republicans to come forward and be Americans. Independents to be American. By that I mean, you know Hillary Clinton is not the ideal choice or the best person to put atop our country. Donald Trump certainly isn't as well. The Libertarian candidate, I don't know much about, but he's representing a certain point of view. I represent everyone in America because I have crossed streets of conservatism. I have crossed streets that were very liberal, avant-garde. And yes, I'm fastened to the 50s and the 60s and 70s. That's where my values. And my values expanded as I saw different applications to those values. Pro-life. You know, when you say you're pro-life, people look at you and go, oh, no, 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 no. When you say pro-choice, people go, oh, my gosh, you don't care for inception, embryo, fetus, babies in the womb. I understand. I practiced I forget what the word is now. Okay, forget about it. I waited till marriage because I wanted to give the woman that I marry my first and very best. And I didn't want to take away that gift, that privilege, that special from girls and women that I dated, to deprive them of that for the man they would ultimately marry. And yes, it's been hard on me. Very hard. The word is abstinent. I once went out with someone for 5 years. Without doing anything, because she did not want to. And then one day she said, let's do it. And after 5 years of no practice, not the same kind that Allen Iverson mentions, I was caught by surprise. So what do you want to call me? The most powerful man in the world? The president is the most powerful person in the world? Well, thank you very much for that. My powers are in other areas. Powers of decision making. Today I managed to get up and with a sore knee, managed to brace myself on my good right knee. I managed to plant two plants. You should see our yard, the color coordination that I've done, what I've done with what was available. I used the cut tree logs of my neighbor's yard, which he did not want, which he would have to pay to have removed. I took them, and I made dams, mulch dams, and dirt dams. So water running down the back of our home's hill, the swale, and throughout our yard, it wouldn't wash all the mulch away. So I have pockets that will resist rampant flashing water. My economic plan. First, I've worked in one agency, and I've come to know two other agencies. And I've come to see the flaws in all three agencies. I know what the flaws are. The flaws are imperfect management, imperfect perception, and incorrect action, or no action, inaction. And why does that happen? What constitutes a good manager, a good director of a government agency? You know, you heard from a very good temporary director of the Internal Revenue Service. He was there. He gave a speech before Congress. 3 months later, he was out. Was that planned? Did the agency put forward someone who was glebe, who could speak sugar, and then answer the grilling on Capitol Hill, and then after the grilling had subsided, put in some old fogey, or young fogey, or middle-aged fogey? Well, ain't going to stay. What was that that George Bush said? It will not stand. Okay. You've been allowing it for all these 20 years. Haven't you grown accustomed to the face of fraud? Haven't you grown accustomed to the impact of money in an election? You want change? You want honesty, truthfulness? A person with good character in the White House? You think Trump's a person of good character? Demeaning, and may I borrow Mr. Khan's word, maligning people? Yes, we do need to check. We do need to screen people coming into our country, whether they're Americans, whether they're Great Britons, whether they're French, whether they're Middle Eastern, whether they're Asian, whether they're South American. We need to know cause. There are problems. Problems that we've never had before that have been exacerbated by our going into Iraq for missing weapons of mass destruction. The biggest con put over your heads short of the Affordable Health Care Act. You know my copay has gone up this year? Drugs cost more money. Benefits have decreased? Yeah. Have you priced long-term health care? It just went up $84 per person per month starting in October. Where will my wife get $168 extra dollars on top of the $900 that she's throwing away for future long-term care when I can't feed or dress myself? Now, do you have long-term care? Should we have long-term care? So, my economic plan, a little bit delayed, and now comes the deep, because I'm being attacked. Yeah, hope that works. One. Yeah, that's what happens when you spray DEET off or anything else like that. There's another chemical, I don't know what it is, but it's pyro something, who knows. Pyroglycerin or pyrographics or... what's the fireworks called? Yeah, I can't think of it now. See? Sometimes I can't think of words. Pyrotetics. Forget about it. Don't you want somebody like me in the White House who, very much like you, who will give you what you think you want? Of course, it will go through me, and if it's right, I'll do it, and if it's not, then I won't. And my economic plan, as soon as I am able to, if elected, on Election Day, I will have the balance of November, all of December, and 2 to 2.5 weeks of January to learn everything that there is. Do you know I will be force-fed, cramming in all the information, real unemployment, the real national debt, the real dirt that's going around, You heard of some newspaper articles, and Trump said that he saw a pallet of $400,000 in euros. And, well, the newspapers reported a story that on top of the release of four Americans in January, the United States, in an unmarked cargo plane, delivered a pallet of currency, $400,000, made up of euros and dollars, and whatever other currency was hot at the time. And what did we say? We don't pay ransom? Bull. And you don't even know some of the crap that goes on behind your backs. You know, it's like the government is a pickpocket. They're picking your pockets of taxes. That's another part of my economic plan. So, as soon as I am able, I will direct of every government agency, of the management, of the mission, of the performance, of the budget. I will need to hire over 1,000 individuals, and I'll split it between veterans, those who are disabled, those who are out of work, and recent graduates of college. And I will create teams to go through every government agency. Where is the money coming from? Well, prior to the auditing of all agencies, I will attack various government agencies that have known waste. For instance, the FDA spends $140 million on PR. Well, that $140 million will go a long way to pay for the 1,000 or 2,000 auditors, investigators, counselors, census takers that will go through every government agency. Will every government agency be hit at the same time? Yes. Now, do you think documents and everything else will be doctored and erased? Yes. So how do I combat that? I will assign members of the House Budget Committee to go in. I will also ask people already working in these agencies to look out, identify, observe, and report all misconduct leading up to these audits. Everyone knows it's coming. Now, it takes very good, and I'm sure we have some of the best. One, I will trim every government agency of waste and mismanagement. If a manager, director has underperformed, misperformed, has exercised any misconduct, that person will face an immediate reduction in salary and a hit to his or her pension. Money will be earmarked for the payment of programs to get us underway to a better economy. Next, I want us to manufacture everything we need here in America. We don't make the very best cars. Who does? Germany, Italy, Japan, South Korea. Why can't we make the cars? Because there are patents on design, fine. I'm sure we can come up with designs that have the same performance. You know, people steal our technology, so Let's, in like kind, borrow their technology. Why do we insist on creating combustible engines? We want to find something that works, that saves energy. I will not touch the oil reserves. I will go to the Middle East and every country that supplies us with oil, and I will call in the markers. If we help them during World War I, World War II, or any other conflict, I want a discount on all barrels of oil. I want a discount on the cost of a barrel of oil, just for us, because we pretty much restored Germany and Japan. If Japan gets their oil from somebody, I want them to give us their oil. Let them pay for their oil. And already pay for our military, naval, and air forces that are in Japan, stationed to protect Japan. Japan will have to outlay billions of dollars to catch up with the rest of the world to provide Japan with a navy, an air force, and ground forces. Also, economically, I want to establish a League of Nations whereby we are not the only 100% American contingent going to every place in the world to help out. I want every country in this League of Nations to provide 1 to 10,000 military men and women to accompany us in like-kind numbers. There will be shared commands because it's a league. There will be a French detachment, a great British or British detachment, an American detachment, a Japanese detachment, a German detachment. And in each of these detachments will be Americans and French and German and Japanese and Chinese if they decide to join, Russians. And these will be the new replacements to NATO, SETO, all the alliances that we have. I will strengthen NATO. You see, countries have problems economically, financially. You know why? Because of markets, because of stock markets, because of investing and hedging and futures. Now, there are ways to safeguard a market crash. Every country needs to establish a reserve of commodities, fungibles, that they can then eat off of while the rest of the world or their country stabilizes. And if we're going to sell bushels of corn and wheat, we want the same price that a barrel of oil gets. Because without the food energy, countries can't continue. Now, countries can't afford upscale prices. So we'll do like trade in kind. Some country has excess copper, copper for bushels of wheat. This sounds stupid, but we have to get simple. Some arrangements and agreements are too complex. They are uneven. What is it that we, that Japan must sell 100,000 American cars and we will allow 300,000 Japanese cars to come into our country? Why the imbalance? Or do we have 100,000 per 100,000? Do we have that? I'm sure there's not 100,000 American cars driving along Japan's roads. Japan is not as large as the United States. Our cars are larger in some degree. So are they going to be buying Volkswagens? You know, German European streets are not as large as American thoroughways, thoroughfares, streets, avenues, courts, and roads. So we need to produce the same kind of smaller vehicle that will attract the attention, and we need to have some kind of advancement, some kind of technological improvement and or reason for others to buy our manufactured items. Christmas cards. Why is China making our Christmas cards, candy tins, candles, games, toys? Without that, China would fall. So let's do this. We allow China to make the Apple computer at a cost of a reduction of $300,000 a year of the debt that we have or the trade imbalance that we have with China. America, I want to use simple logic and stupid common sense to deal with these complex issues of which there are very little. Lowering tax, there will be a way of acknowledging the rich, their contributions to charity. I want to align all charities so we know where money is going, so that we could double up that benefit and not have holes in our benefits in our foreign aid. One person is feeding 100 African students. Well, what about the other 900,000 African students? America, I'm Curtis Clinton. I'm a candidate only because what we have before us are stinkos. 120 million write-in ballots for Curtis Clinton, and then we'll attack the Electoral College. Republican delegates, Democrat delegates, independent delegates, please listen to me. Everybody be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2. Good day.